कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरवन चारी। यमुना तीरवनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टर ऑफ भरत महाराज टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। अपि स्विद् अकृत् सुकृतम् आगत्य माम्। अपि स्विद् अकृत् सुकृतम्। आगत्य मां सुखयिष्यति। हरिनाराज कुमारो विविध रुचि दर्शनीय निज मृगदारक विनोदेर असंतोषम स्वानाम अपनुदन। सो ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय प्रभुपाद। Translation, that deer is exactly like a prince. Prabhu, you want to repeat? No? When will it return? When will it again display its personal activities, which are so pleasing? When will it again pacify a wounded heart like mine? I certainly must have no pious assets, otherwise the deer would have returned by now. Purport. Out of strong affection, the king accepted the small deer as if it were a prince. This is called moha. Due to his anxiety over the deer's absence, the king addressed the animal as though it were his son. Out of affection, anyone can be addressed as anything. So we have text 20 till 23. Kshvelikayam mam risha samadhina milita drisham prema sambhrama bhena chakita chakita agatya prishad अपुरुष विषानाग्रेण लुटति। ट्रांसलेशन, अलास द स्मॉल डियर वाइल प्लेइंग विथ मी एंड सीइंग मी फेनिंग मेडिटेशन विथ क्लोज्ड आईज वुड सर्कम्बुलेट मी ड्यू टू एंगर अराइजिंग फ्रॉम लव एंड इट वुड फियरफुली टच मी विद द पॉइंट्स ऑफ इट्स सॉफ्ट हॉर्न्स विच फेल्ड लाइक ड्रॉप्स ऑफ वॉटर। Purport Srila Prabhupada writes, now King Bharat considers his meditation false. While engaged in meditation, he was actually thinking of his deer, and he would feel great pleasure when the animal pricked him with the points of its horns. Feigning meditation, the king would actually think of the animal, and this was but a sign of his downfall. 22nd translation. When I placed all the sacrificial ingredients on the kusha grass, the deer, when playing, would touch the grass with its teeth and thus pollute it. When I chastised the deer by pushing it away, it would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like the son of a saintly person. Thus, it would stop its play. So, Prabhupada writes, Bharat Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer, forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual advancement. Text 23. After speaking like a madman in this way, Maharaj Bharat got up and went outside, seeing the footprints of the deer on the ground. He praised the footprints out of love, saying, O unfortunate Bharat, your austerities and penances are very insignificant compared to the penance and austerities undergone by this earth planet. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. Due to the earth's severe penances, the footprints of this deer, which are small, beautiful, most auspicious and soft, are imprinted on the surface of this fortunate planet. This series of footprints show a person like me, who am bereaved due to loss of the deer, how the animal has passed through the forest, and how I can regain my lost wealth. By these footprints, this land has become a proper place for Brahmanas who desire heavenly planets or liberation to execute sacrifices to the demigods. Purport Srila Prabhupada writes, it is said that when a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others, and he forgets how to act and how to speak. It is said that once when a man's son was blind since birth, the father, out of staunch affection for the child, named him Padmalochana or Lotus-eyed. This is the situation arising from blind love. Bharat Maharaj gradually fell into this condition due to his material love for the deer. It is said in the Smriti Shastra, Yasmin Deshe Mrigah Krishnas Tasmin Dharman Ivodata. That tract of land wherein the footprints of black deer can be seen is to be understood as a suitable place to execute religious rituals. Humagyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I welcome all of you for today's discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, The Character of Bharat Maharaj, Text 20th till 23. So devotees have shared very beautifully this episode, and in brief, Bharat Maharaj, who was the son of Lord Rishabdev, and he was ruling the kingdom, and he gave up that kingdom just like Malavat, just one pass the stool and he doesn't even look back. So like that, he gave up that kingdom and went to the forest, and he attained the stage of bhava. But when he came to forest, that time when he was engaged in the service of Lord, meditation on Lord, his worship, that time he saw a deer, this baby deer who lost his mother, and he was taking care of that baby deer, and in due course of time Bharat Maharaj get attached to that deer. And these verses, they are explaining how Prabhupada writes that he developed a strong affection for that deer. And the king accepted the small deer as if it were a prince. So in this verse, Shukdev Goswami mentions, Harina Raja Kumaro. So king is Bharat Maharaj. He is thinking this deer as Rajkumar, the prince. And Prabhupada writes, due to his anxiety over the deer's absence, the king addressed the animal as though it were his son. Out of affection, anyone can be addressed as anything. So, especially this episode of Bharat Maharaj, this affection, the love, the word comes. This episode teaches us where devotee should repose his affection. And there is a definition by Srila Prabhupada. Love means where you repose your affection on one object. So all your affection is diverted toward that one object. So here in this case, the Bharat Maharaj love or affection is directed towards this small deer. And basically this is a misplaced affection. This section is describing the misplaced affection. So there is a misplaced affection, there is unplaced affection, and there is rightly placed affection. So this section describes the misplaced affection. So when we place our affection on things of this material world or people of this material world, then it is called as misplaced affection. And why so? Because people in this material world, just to get any object of this material world, they work very hard. They work day and night to attain it. And after attaining that object, that material things, the home, the car, or any mobile, anything, they get attached to it. They work so hard for that. And after attaining that, that object doesn't reciprocate with them because it's dead matter. It doesn't reciprocate. So they don't get satisfaction even after attaining that object. And about the people, when people repose their affection on this worldly people, that time, because the mentality of this material world, people in this material world, they have selfish motives. So when they repose their love on this such kind of people, they also doesn't reciprocate. Their expectations from those people, it get baffled. So that is the case. So that's why. And even somebody is selfless. Suppose I am loving some person and he is selfless. Still, you will not be satisfied. Because the time in the form of a death will take away that person. So Srimad Bhagavatam mentions Deha Patya Kalatradishu Atma Saineshu Asatsu Api Tesham Pramatto Nidhanam Pashyan Apina Pashyati. So Deha Apatya Kalatra. Deha means this body. We give so much time on this body, maintaining this body. We are so much attached to this body. Apatya is the children, Kalatra is the wife. Deha apatya kalatra adishu, and the things of this material world. They are like atma saineshu asatsu api. Somebody considering this wife, this body, this children, they are like my atma sainya. They are my soldiers. They will give me protection. But atma saineshu asatsu api. They are actually asat. They are not eternal. They are temporary. And tesham pramatto nidhanam. And death will take them away. Pashyan api na pashyati. And people seeing that so many people are dying every day. And still, they are not seeing. Pashyan api na pashyati. So like that. So this misplaced affection, if you repose this affection on the things, the dead matter, it doesn't reciprocate. If you place this affection on the people, they have this selfish motives. So they don't give us satisfaction, they don't give us pleasure that we are expecting from them. And if you, even if you pose this affection on any selfless person, the death will take that person away. So like that. So ultimately, this misplaced affection is the philosophy of frustration. So people get frustrated because of this selfish mentality of this people and the things of this material world, the nature of this material world. People get frustrated. And they think that I don't want to repose my love, affection on anything of this material world. And the second kind of affection comes out is unplaced affection. So they don't want to invest their love, affection on anything of this material world. So like that. And that is the philosophy of impersonalism. So impersonalist, they say that Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. Brahma is the only reality, and this what material world we are seeing is false. So things of this material world, they are false. The people of this material world, they are false. So don't repose your affection, love on anything of this material world. So that is their philosophy. And that is the philosophy of impersonalism. And they say that to come out of this hopelessness, so they suggest dandagrahana matrena naro narayana bhavet. Take sannyas. Take retirement from this material world. But there are householders, those who are engaged, busy with their family life, they don't have any opportunity for this sannyas. So what to do? So there are two extremes that are mentioned. This misplaced affection, where one act like a sense gratifier. You know, he pours his affection on the things of this material world. He pours his affection on the people of this material world. And the other extreme is unplaced affection. Nothing reposing our affection in this material world. So there is a frustration and there is a hopelessness. But what is the rightly placed affection that Srimad Bhagavatam or the scriptures, the bhakti scriptures teaching us? That is placing our affection in Krishna. That is the right thing. So, especially in the nectar of devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is mentioned that object, one object where one should place his affection, the love, is Krishna. And who can truly satisfy our need of love? Because the soul is active. Soul need is to love and to be loved. So this unplaced affection will not work. So that's why this posing our affection in Krishna, that is the only hope. But somebody may say that it's so exclusive, just loving Krishna. What about our family members? We are living in this society. We are living with our wife, children, relatives. What about them? So, the Nectar of Devotion book mentions how Krishna, when we say Krishna, posing our love, affection on Krishna, so Krishna includes Krishna's incarnations, Krishna includes all living entities, and Krishna includes all his energies. So when we pose our love, affection in Krishna, we love all his incarnations also. We love all the living entities also, and we love all his energies also. So like that. So it's not that devotees, they say that money is Maya or any this material gadgets, they are Maya. But they use it in Krishna's service. And that is the principle Rupa Goswami teaches us. Yukta Vairagya. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. Anasaktasya Vishayan. Yatarham Upayunjata. So like that. Not be attached to the object, but using that object in Krishna's service. Anasaktasya Vishayan. So like that. And that is the principle of Yukta Vairagya. But opposite to that is the Falgu Vairagya. So that is the theory of impersonalism. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that how at a very preliminary primary stage devote some that affection to is reposed on the for the devotees. He may say that our colleagues or surrounding devotees, he repose that love on their on those devotees. But at the pinnacle stage, that love is developed for all living entities at the topmost level. When that devotee advances, that love is expanded towards everyone, all living entities. So like that. So this rightly placed affection is only when we love Krishna. And Krishna includes all his incarnations, all the living entities, and all the energies of the Lord. So that is the rightly placed affection that is mentioned. And there is one pant which in Maharashtra which says that which they worship Krishna, but they say that we are worshipping Krishna means only Krishna and no other incarnation. No Ramchandra, no Narasimha, nothing. Only Krishna. But what Rupa Goswami has taught us is when we repose our love, affection in Krishna, that love is towards all his incarnations. And then primarily we worship Krishna and we worship other his incarnations also. So like that. So when we repose our love in Krishna, so how Krishna reciprocates with that person? So Krishna is reciprocating with those who are loving him, and Krishna is reciprocating with those who are not loving him, both. So when Dhruva Maharaj, he was insulted by his stepmother. That time Dhruva Maharaj comes to his mother Suniti, and then Suniti tells Dhruva Maharaj that whatever desire you have, that desire can be fulfilled only by worship of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Because Krishna's heart has the affection of millions of mothers. That is Krishna's heart. So you should go to the forest and you should worship Krishna. So you can imagine how much affection Krishna has. That Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, she is telling to little Dhruva how much affection Krishna has for each and every living entity. That affection of millions of mothers, not just one mother, 10 mothers, 100 mothers, 1,000 mothers, but it's the affection of millions of mothers. That much affection, that much satisfaction, pleasure one can derive by serving Krishna, by loving Krishna. So that is the beauty. So there are people in this material world who deride Krishna. Avajananti mam moodha manushim tanumashritam. But still Krishna reciprocate with them. Krishna loves them because he is the father. Mame vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Because he is our father, and he sees that suppose some child, they are not loving him, he doesn't reject. Still he loves to that child. And there are various examples we see that how devotees in Krishna consciousness, who have reposed their love and affection exclusively in Krishna, but still they are loving the family. They are remembering their dear ones. So this example of Dhruva Maharaj, when he was at the time, when he the time comes to go back home, back to Godhead, that time Dhruva Maharaj remembering his mother, that he is telling the Vishnu Dutas that I want to take my mother with me. So that is the love, that is the affection Dhruva Maharaj he has for his mother. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, another pastime comes where Prahlad Maharaj, when Narasimhadev, he kills Hiranyakashipu, he was killed by Narasimhadev. That time, Narasimhadev, he is asking Prahlad Maharaj, please ask for any benediction. And that time, Prahlad Maharaj, he tells, please liberate my father. So like that. So even though Hiranyakashipu, he hated Prahlad Maharaj, still Prahlad Maharaj, he's thinking that this body I have received is because of my father. And he's remembering his father. And he's asking for the mercy for his father from Narasimhadev. And Srila Prabhupada, we see Srila Prabhupada, he has dedicated the Krishna book to his father, Gaur Mohande. And many times, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has spoken that the impetus for my devotional service is because of my father. My father has given me this Kurma deity, and that's why I could get the stability in my devotional service. So like that, these personalities, they are remembering their dear ones, their relatives, parents. This shows that the broadness of Krishna consciousness, how this Krishna consciousness includes everyone, not just exclusively Krishna, but it includes the family, it includes all living entities, it includes the energies of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada tells that these famous examples Prabhupada gives, how by loving Krishna, you can love everyone. Just like yatha taror mula nisheshanena trippyanti tatskanda bhujopashaka pranopahara chayatendriyanam तथैव सर्वार्हणमच्युतेज्या. सो यथा तरोर मूल निषेचनेन बाय गिविंग वाटर टू द रूट्स ऑफ द ट्री द होल ट्री गेट्स फ्लरिश्ड. यू डोंट नीड टू गिव वाटर सेपरेटली टू द फ्लावर्स ट्विग्स ब्रांचेस लीव्स एवरीथिंग. सो जस्ट पोर द वाटर टू द रूट ऑफ द ट्री. सो लाइक दैट यू लव कृष्णा एंड यूअर लव इज includes all living entities. So like that. Prabhupada also gives example, Krishna consciousness is like a main switch. And you just switch on that main switch and everything is on. All the lights, fans, everything is on just by switching on that main switch. Prabhupada also tells how this loving Krishna is like you have having 1 lakh rupees. So that 1 lakh rupees includes 100 rupees also. And but loving to family, loving to children, loving any material object, that is like having 100 rupees. You have nice car, you have nice material object, nice home, everything, that is like having 100 rupees, but that 100 doesn't include 1 lakh. So that one, so loving Krishna is like having 1 lakh rupees. So like that. So they take these examples Prabhupada gives how by loving Krishna you can love everyone and how Krishna reciprocate with those devotees who loves him. And Krishna doesn't consider, while reciprocating with the devotees who have given everything to Krishna, Krishna doesn't consider his own fame, own name, own position. He doesn't consider about anything about it. So we see in the Mahabharata, the Kurukshetra war, so Krishna has taken a promise that he will not fight. But while fighting, Bhishma had a desire that I want to see Krishna lifting weapon. That was the devotee's desire. And he fights so fiercely with Arjuna. And Krishna saw that now Arjuna cannot stand in front of Bhishma. Arjuna is tired, he's sweating like anything. And that time Krishna lifts the wheel of the chariot and charges towards Bhishma. So like that. So there is a beautiful prayer by Bhishma Dev, where Bhishma Dev, he speaks iti matir upakalpita vitrishna, where he says that let my affection, let my love, Prabhupada translates matir as thinking, feeling and willing. Let my thinking, feeling and willing, everything should be pointed towards Krishna and nothing else. Vitrishna means let me take out my thinking, feeling, willing from the objects of this material world and let it be reposed only on Krishna. That is a beautiful prayer Bhishma Dev, he spoke. And even Kunti Maharani also, she says, Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madhu patyasakrut ratim udvhatat adha gange ogham udhanvati. So she is saying that Tvai me ananya vishaya, that my vishaya, my object of love, my object of affection should be only Krishna, ananya, nothing else. That is the prayer, beautiful prayer of Kunti Maharani. So Krishna is not thinking about his promise. When it comes to the reciprocation of love, with his devotees. That is the Krishna's reciprocation with his devotee. And we see how Krishna, he doesn't care about the rules of the scriptures when it comes to the reciprocation of love with his devotees. So Krishna tells that Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he has to kill Drona in the battle, Krishna tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, you speak lie. So he is not thinking about how Yudhishthir Maharaj is so satyavadi, you know. But Krishna tells Yudhishthir Maharaj to speak lie. When there was fight between Bhima and Duryodhan, so Krishna inspires Bhima to kick on his thigh, you know. And in the battlefield, when time comes to kill Karna, that time Krishna tells Arjuna to shoot an arrow on Karna, which was actually against the principles of Kshatriya on the battlefield. So like that. So by wrong means they were defeated. But Krishna doesn't care about the rules of the scriptures. And Krishna doesn't care about his status quo also. So when in Rajasuya Agya, what service Krishna accepted? Krishna accepted the service of washing the feet of the Brahmanas. Krishna accepted the service of collecting the remnants of the Brahmanas. So just to reciprocate with the love of his devotees. So like that. This is how Krishna reciprocates with the devotees' love, affection. He doesn't care about his position. He doesn't care about his name. He doesn't care about his fame, anything. So how, when a devotee reposes his love, affection in Krishna, Krishna reciprocates fully. That is the beauty. And even in the life of a sadhaka, we see Krishna reciprocates with the love of the sadhaka practitioner. He, time to time, when sadhaka practitioner, when he go off track, Krishna again and again, through the devotees, through his books, Gita Bhagavad, and through some circumstances, Krishna brings back those devotees on track. So like that. This is how Krishna reciprocates with the practitioners. So like that. So this episode, the character of Bharat Maharaj, this tells how a devotee, where he should repose his love, affection. And this pastime shows that how Bharat Maharaj, his misplaced affection on deer. So, but we'll see ahead how Krishna helping Bharat Maharaj, how he is reciprocating with the love of Bharat Maharaj with him. And even in the body of a deer, Bharat, he will take a body of a deer, because at the time of death, he is remembering about the deer. And in his next life, he will take the body of a deer. That time also, Krishna, he is giving him remembrance of his past life. And that is how he is reciprocating with the love of Bharat Maharaj. So like that. So this affection, out of strong affection, the king accepted the small deer as if it were a prince. So this is the symptoms of moha described in these verses. So in the verse 20, Bharat Maharaj, he is calling this deer as a prince, Harina Rajakumaraha. And in the next verse, Bharat Maharaj, his meditation, ही हिमसेल्फ, भरत महाराज हिमसेल्फ, नाउ किंग भरत कंसिडर्स हिज मेडिटेशन फॉल्स. ही हिमसेल्फ थिंकिंग हिज मेडिटेशन इज नॉट ट्रू, इट फॉल्स. जनरली अ साधक, अ प्रैक्टिशनर, बिकॉज ही इज हिज इंटेलिजेंस एंड हिज माइंड इज नॉट व्यवसायिका, इज मेनी ब्रांच्ड, सो ही हैज टू एंडेवर लॉट टू ब्रिंग दैट माइंड, टू ब्रिंग दैट इंटेलिजेंस एट वन प्लेस इन कृष्णा सर्विस, इन हिज नेम, इन हियरिंग अबाउट हिम. बट हियर भरत महाराज ही इज थिंकिंग अबाउट हिज मेडिटेशन एज फॉल्स. सो वाइल एंगेज्ड इन मेडिटेशन ही वॉज एक्चुअली थिंकिंग ऑफ हिज डियर एंड ही वुड फील ग्रेट प्लेजर वेन द एनिमल प्रिक्ड हिम विद द पॉइंट्स ऑफ इट्स हॉर्न. सो इन दैट मेडिटेशन मिथ्याचार, बेसिकली दिस मेडिटेशन इज मिथ्याचार, मिथ्याचार असं उच्यते. कर्मेंद्रियाणि संयम्य य अस्ते मनसा स्मरण. सो द भरत महाराज मेडिटेशन, ही इज सिटिंग एज अ मेडिटेटर, बट इन हिज माइंड ही इज थिंकिंग अबाउट द डियर, ऍक्टिव्हिटीज ऑफ अ डियर. सो ही इज मिथ्याचारी. सो दॅट्स वाय द असोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज इज व्हेरी मच एम्फसाइज्ड. सो and in the previous shlokas also Rishabhdev tells about the while giving instructions to the to his sons, he tells mahat se sevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. So how one should associate with the devotees. So this association, Prabhupada also at one place in CC he mentions that how this association is so important in our life. So even though we don't see any pure devotee in society, in the institute, still we should remain in the institute, we should remain in that society, spiritual society, we should not leave that institute. To that degree Prabhupada tells that how this association of a devotee is so important. We can't judge anyone, but still Prabhupada tells that even though there is a no pure devotee in the institute, still we should remain in the association of devotees. And while staying in the association of devotees, what should be the attitude? The attitude should be, one should be humble. Yeah? So one should be very, very much humble in that. And when one is humble, to the degree one is humble, to that degree one can take advantage of that association. That is the beauty. Because one will always remain grateful whatever he has received. Even while we in the morning we sit for japa, and while doing japa we doze off and somebody wakes us up. So that is also help, small help, small small help by devotees. We should be very grateful. And when one is humble to that degree, one can take advantage of the association of devotee. So like that. And in the verse number 22, so Bharat Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer and forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual achievement. So here Bharat Maharaj, he is calling deer as Rishi Kumara, exactly like the son or disciple of a saintly person. So like that. And in the 23rd verse, Bharat Maharaj glorifying the footprints of that small deer on the ground, and he is thinking that his austerities are very meager, but the austerities of this earth, they are so great that it is imprinted with the footprints of this deer. So like that. So it is said that when a person becomes overly involved in loving affairs, he forgets himself as well as others, and he forgets how to act and how to speak. So like that. That's why this episode tells us how one should, where one should repose his affection, love, and what is rightly placed affection, what we have seen from the Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So actually rightly placed affection is placing our affection in Krishna. You know? And when we place our affection in Krishna, then only we can have the full satisfaction. The heart is satisfied when we place our affection in Krishna. So like that. So this is what all I have to speak. Anything? Any comment or question? CC mein hai. It's mentioned in CC. One purport Srila Prabhupada writes. Okay, thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.